This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Another 5 hour KM to AM on a thirsty Thursday night, Valentine's Day Eve. I won't be here tomorrow night, so if you want to talk to me, dial 888-808-1019. Let's have a fun time. I mean, I got to start off by saying I'm so happy that baseball is back. It's not even back. There's no games yet. There's no real stories yet, but we're going to manufacture some stories. We're going to find something to talk about. And I'd much rather talk about this nonsense than talk about Pat Mahomes, the Philadelphia Eagles having their parade tomorrow, getting fitted for their Super Bowl rings. Football is over. Let's get back to passing time until we get back to what used to be America's pastime. Again, the number to dial is 888-808-1019. I'm a solo act, so if you'd like to join, it's wide open. There are no calls, and I got to start here. Why you guys hate Marcus Stroman so much? I think it's a good place to start because Mets fans have opinions on Marcus Stroman, a former Met. Yankee fans have opinions on Marcus Stroman, a current Yankee, but maybe not for long. New Yorkers, he's one of us. A kid from Long Island, a kid that I've got a ton of respect for, an undersized athlete. His whole company brand is height doesn't measure heart. He's had to overcome a ton of obstacles to get to where he is, and he just hit 10 years of service time in Major League Baseball. In 2014, I was in the MLB fan cave, and I got the chance to meet Marcus, and he was very quiet and humble. Came in with his Toronto Blue Jays number 6 jersey on. He was also with Kevin Gausman, who was with the Orioles at the time. And you could tell they were both just babies. They were just happy to, you know, be involved with an MLB activation. And as a fan, I was happy to just see these guys. These are two guys that pitched in the division against my beloved New York Yankees. And, you know, I'll say this about the Yankees. I do love them. I love them. And for any Mets fans that think I'm not critical of them, I don't know what you've been listening to. Like, I'll keep it a bean. I'll keep it a buck. I'll be 100 about everything. Of course, somebody's going to call tonight and ask about the facial hair policy. I did it last night. I'll speak on it again after Devin Williams has, shaved his beard. And now everybody in the baseball world and New York sports is weighing in on the hair policy, which has been in place now for, I don't know, almost 50 years. But anyway, back to Stro. Why do you guys hate this guy so much? Last year it was, oh my God, he doesn't want to take the ball on opening day. No, let's backtrack. Before that it was, oh my, why are they going to sign Marcus Stroman? Go get Blake Snell. Go get Jordan Montgomery. Okay, so it's like, we can't make up our minds. I was happy with the Marcus Stroman signing. I knew that the guy wanted to be a Yankee. And all year, you saw him wear his throwback Yankee merch, Yankee gear. All year, you saw him supporting his teammates, being on that first step in the dugout, talking about guys like Clark Schmidt, picking him up, talking about guys like Austin Wells. Austin Wells even wore a Nueva York do-rag when it was Stroman bump day and he was catching Stroman, they put on the silkies, the matching silkies together. How about that? But now here we are where you guys have already forgotten last year, they had to shut him down. Last year, he did not contribute for months. When's the last time you even saw? The last time I even remember Stroman pitching, it was a rain-delayed game against the Blue Jays. It was Hawaiian shirt night in the bleachers. I think it was Jazz Chisholm's debut. We all couldn't wait to see, you know, how Jazz Chisholm was going to respond to the roll call. I can't tell you exactly the date that that was, but it was so long ago. But you guys are still stuck on Stro. 888-808-1019. He's essentially like not a part of the team. And that's the thing right now. What do you want from the guy? I follow him on Twitter. I follow him on Instagram. Maybe he blocked you. Maybe he unblocked you. I have access to watch this dude. This dude, one, is rich. Two, has a very nice house in Tampa. Remember that last year? Cashman went and Boone went to his house to go get him. He's got a very nice place. Even yesterday with all of this, like I didn't talk about this last night because it was just rumor, right? That, you know, he was missing. He wasn't missing. But, you know, he posts himself getting on a PJ, on a private jet yesterday. Almost like a flex on Instagram, him sipping some fine wine. Oh, yeah, he owns a brand of wine. This is a 10-year vet. This is a guy with a vesting option where he's got to pitch 140 innings this year. I guarantee you he doesn't get to do that for the New York Yankees. I'm sure he feels some kind of way about it. A New Yorker, a kid that this year got to be on the team that made it to the World Series, and he didn't get to throw a pitch, but he supported his teammates. And they all talked about his presence as a veteran in that clubhouse. Aaron Boone has spoken on it. You know, he didn't get to play. He wasn't even on the ALDS roster. But you know what? He was there popping champagne with his guys, supporting his guys. But the fans, not all of us, not me, maybe not you listening, some people already calling the trash Marcus Stroman, and that's fine. We'll have the conversation because this is pretty much the end of it. You know, this guy is going to get traded or be relegated to being depth, maybe bullpen, and that's not what he wants. It's business. It's not personal. He showed up for his physical, right? He checked in when he needed to check in. He doesn't actually have to be there until February 22nd. Are the position players all there? Not all of them. A lot of them showed up in January. But those are guys that are in good standing. Those are guys that want to get to know their teammates like Max Fried. Do you have the clip, Connor, of Max Fried talking about Marcus Stroman? And that's another thing. The reporters have to ask the negative stuff. The reporters got to ask about Marcus Stroman. 2 days ago is, oh, what's it going to be like facing Juan Soto? You don't have to ask that until May. Let's play newly acquired Yankees ace, left-handed ace, largest contract for a left-handed pitcher, Max Fried. Let's play just what he had to say when asked about Marcus Stroman.
Max, Aaron Boone just answered a bunch of questions on Marcus Stroman not being here. I've heard a couple players have been asking coaches, where is he? Why isn't he here? Has this been a topic amongst guys? Are you talking about it much? And do you have a reaction to him skipping the first couple days of workouts?
I wouldn't say it's been too, you know, like a, I don't really know how to answer that, to be honest. But, you know, I've never played, or I don't really know Marcus. I've heard wonderful things about him as a teammate, and guys in this clubhouse have only spoken glowingly about him. And, you know, I'm really excited to meet him.
I mean, like, what do you want him to say? You know what? He has absolutely ruined the vibes here at camp. We've got this brand new facility, state of the art, hot tubs, cold tubs, a brand new weight room, a dining hall, everything we could possibly want, you know, a meeting room. We have all of these renovations that the Yankees completely flipped this place into, but we are distracted by Marcus not being here. It's not a thing. Let's play Andy Martino reporting today about Marcus Stroman being a little bit of a distraction in Yankee camp.
Marcus Stroman reported to Yankee spring training on time earlier this week, took his physical on Tuesday, interacted with his manager and teammates, but over the next few days, with trade rumors swirling around him and Stroman without really having a place in the Yankees' projected rotation, he has elected to exercise his collectively bargained right not to appear on the field with his teammates in these early spring training workouts. To be clear, he doesn't have to do so until February 22nd, and I'm told he'll be here by Saturday at the latest. Now, you go into that locker room, and you'll find different reactions to that. Aaron Boone understands, but he would like to have Stroman here. Gerrit Cole said, "It doesn't impact the way I feel about Marcus. I like him." And that is the feeling in that room. Stroman, whatever's happened earlier in his career, has been a model citizen in his year with the Yankees, including really handling that demotion in the postseason like a pro. But you'll hear also guys on background walking around going, "Well, it's not a great look. I wish he was here. We're out here grinding." Really, in a large group of people, the whole gamut of reactions. And I can tell you this about baseball players. They don't love having to answer questions from the media about other people's stuff. So it has become a little bit of a distraction. It is Stroman's right, and it's a story that will probably go away within a few days.
Yeah, so stop asking questions about guys that aren't there. You can omit that. You just said you know that he doesn't have to physically be here. You know that he'll be there by Saturday, the 15th, not the 22nd. What are we talking about? 888-808-1019. We are talking about nothing because we are just itching for baseball because the football teams suck. And the conversation around Cam Ward and Shador Sanders and Aaron Rodgers and what he meant to the Jets and thank you for everything, it's garbage. So we got to just come up with something to talk about around the New York Yankees. Why not? I'll have at it with you. And, you know, before we break here, because I already have a full rack of calls, everybody watching online, I see you in the chat. I'll get to you in a second. I got to just take the human approach with Marcus Stroman. Not even the business side of him wanting his money and the contract or whatever. He's a father. He's always posting his young son. Shout out to my young son who is 22 months today. He's spending a little extra time with his kid before he potentially gets shipped to Missouri and doesn't see his son for a while. 888-808-1019. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back. Okay, let's do it. Full rack of calls. Let's go right to the phones. I opened up with Marcus Stroman. Trust me, we'll get that out of the way. We'll eventually get to the conversation around the Jets and the Giants, New York football searching for quarterbacks, and some rumors about Matthew Stafford, Shador Sanders. We'll probably talk about Candelita, Jose Iglesias, not being a Met, not getting an at two, not getting a sequel. And I'll mix in some other things as well. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Tyler is in Trumbull, Connecticut. Go for it.
Hey, what up, Keith? Love the show. Love the baseball Twitter content. I missed it. I can't wait for it to be back.
Yes, sir. What you got?
Hey, dude. Hey, Stroman's soft, all right? I think New York smells it. He could dish it, but he can't take it. He's the first one to say something. He runs his mouth, and that's fine. That's his prerogative. But then the second you say something back, and it's not even that bad, he blocks everybody. He blocks him on Twitter or on Instagram. It's a running joke on Twitter. He's soft.
He is sensitive. I do. I was blocked at one point, and, you know, I got blocked. I don't even know why I got blocked. It doesn't matter. I think he's just always got his guard up. And like I said, I talked about him. He's undersized. You know, he had to overcome a lot. This guy, I think, has like a little bit of a complex. And I get it. Like, I completely get it. But we can't knock his achievements. We can't knock how much money he's made in his career, how many wins.
Like, he does, though, man. I think when people knock him, it's his softness. You know, it's like the 5-year-old kid on the playground that kicks you in the shin and runs behind the teacher. You know, that's kind of the attitude he gives, and that doesn't fly in New York. Maybe it flew in Toronto, but it doesn't fly here.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll send him to St. Louis and see how that works. 888-808-1019. We'll definitely talk about Alex Bregman to the Red Sox and the possibility or non-possibility, because all reports say that the Yankees are not interested in Nolan Arenado and trading for Arenado, but I mean, I don't understand why. I don't understand why not. I don't know, man. When you call somebody soft, I get being sensitive, but like you're calling somebody soft based off of internet stuff. So many of you take the internet so seriously. So many people nowadays just take the internet as like real life. There's a clear barrier there. There's usually a phone or a tablet or a MacBook. It's not real. People got to get back into reality and unplug from the internet. Marcus Stroman, I don't even know if that's always him doing all the blocking, you know? For him to be a professional athlete, for him to be a father, for him to be a businessman with multiple businesses, a clothing company, a wine company, other things that I probably don't even know. How much do you think he's actually like blocked? He might have somebody doing that for him. So I'm not going to say he's soft. I've seen the guy compete. I'm not going to say he's soft. I've seen his pops too. You ever seen his pops? I'm sure his pops kind of, you know, brought him up to be tough. Could he have a little thicker skin? Maybe. But I don't think that has anything to do with the situation. It's cut and dry. There were rumors for months that they were trying to trade him. So, I mean, imagine it was you. You grew up a fan of the team. You always wanted to play with the team. You actually do sign a contract with the team. And then you end up getting shut down the year that that team makes the World Series. They don't need you. And so, like, not even the months of trade rumors, but go back months to August, September, October, where you're just inactive. You're on the roster, but it's not a thing. It's over. So, like, this has been over, and now we are in the final days and weeks of deciding whether this guy gets traded, shipped out anywhere, or if he just collects dust with the 2025 New York Yankees in their roster. 888-808-1019. Carlos is in Deer Park.
The notification.
You have an app on your phone?
Wait, yes.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
I'm going to do a coupon, so I'm going to go to your app.
Go to the app?
I have to activate it when I do so.
Go to the app? I had to get that out of here. Connor, you and I did that at the same time.
It's like, okay, I guess we could just listen to their conversation and see what's going on.
How do you think that works? You think he called into WFAN on like a landline? And then was calling his, you know, banking app. He called Bank of America on his cell phone.
Maybe his, yeah, maybe
charge.
He's got his wife on the speaker phone, but he's got us on some other
it
kind of phone.
Like, and customer service.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe he patched us through in like a three-way call somehow,
maybe
so we can still listen.
Trying to impersonate Shohei Ohtani. Let's see if he's ready now. Carlos in Deer Park, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Give me 1 second. I'm so sorry. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, man, I was at CVS. I didn't realize you guys picked me up. What's up, Keith? This is like my fifth time talking to you, man. I'm calling from Deer Park. I wanted to call because I'm totally on board with you with this whole Marcus Stroman thing. I know him personally from back in the day because he's from Patrick Medford. I met him years ago through like a mutual friend at like a house party. So we stay in touch online and whatnot. And his dream literally has been to play for New York, to be home so he could be near his family. Even though he has his nice house down in Florida, he wants to be up here. And to me, I feel like the Yankees have been disrespecting him. The guy pitched great for us this past year. Yeah, he had his moments, ups and downs. Mm. But overall, I feel like he pitched pretty decent.
I won't say great.
Granted,
he had good moments.
And
there were times where the Yankees won behind Stroman, but there were also times where the Yankees failed him. But Cashman said so much on Hot Stove last week. He said the defense wasn't good, specifically Glaber. He had a problem with Glaber. Glaber's gone now. Like, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Mets. Why not follow what the Mets are doing with the six-man rotation? I mean, Stroman's good enough to be part of a six-man rotation. Okay, they want to lead more on Clark Schmidt. Clark Schmidt was pitching great. He was, I think it was like 5-1 or 5-0, 5-2 before he got hurt. And then afterwards, he wasn't really the same. You know, he started to pick up. But they didn't really use him that much in the playoffs. Like, you know, what did he pitch? One game, I think it was, for us?
Yeah, but I don't, you know, we're not doing anything like the Mets. Thanks for the call, Carlos. And, you know, eventually we'll talk about Carlos Mendoza talking about the Mets six-man rotation. Yeah, they got to do that. They don't know what Clay Holmes is going to be. I hear there's some good reports, though. Clay Holmes has grown his beard out with the Mets. They don't need to have a six-man rotation. They have a very strong five-man rotation right now. And three of those guys, they're paying a lot of money to pitch. So, I mean, if you add Stroman, then they're paying four guys a lot of money to pitch, and I don't think he's better than Heel or Schmidt. I also know that the Yankees, like, one thing I'm excited about with spring training, if you watch these spring training games, casuals don't watch the game. Like, that's fine. Casuals don't get excited for this. If you're a diehard fan and you're as deep into it as a lot of people listening are, you will watch the entire game and you will see guys pitch and they don't have names on the back of their jersey, but you'll get to see their stuff. You'll get to see their pitch mix. You'll get to see some of the younger guys pitch. And I think they have a lot of depth. So when you mention a six-man rotation, like Will Warren got some starts last year. There's some other guys that could be in the mix, not just Will Warren, but like JT Brubaker, when they picked him up last year, we never got to see him. They signed Carlos Carrasco. Carlos Carrasco said, you know, everybody wants to be a Yankee. It's a dream to play for New York, the A team, not the B team. So like Carlos Carrasco is trying to make it in camp. So they have enough pitching depth. I don't think they need to go six-man rotation. They also don't want to pay Stroman all of this money that they're paying him, and that's their fault. That's their fault. There's a lot of talk about the Yankees and how they spend and their allocation of funds. Here we go again with Stroman. Liam is in Wall Township on the Fan in New York. Go for it, man.
Yo, what's going on, Keith? I just wanted to say we are so back, dude. Yankees is about to start.
Let's go!
I'm so locked in.
Let's go!
Dude, our pitching staff might be the best in baseball, and that's the problem where it comes with Stroman. He's a good player. He has a great head on his shoulders. He's obviously New York to the bone. I love the guy. But he's just not good enough to compete with these other five guys going for the job. And that's the sad part about it.
And so they're not trying to pay him. They're trying to get his money off the books. That has been the whole thing, is everybody screaming about third base. What are we doing at third base? Nothing until they could potentially move Stroman's money.
And I like Waldo better at third base. I mean, I thought he won the job last year, me personally. Oswaldo Cabrera is a great guy to have at third, and I'm so happy that he might get the opportunity to have a full season. But the right move is to trade Stroman and try and pick up another piece. Maybe some help in the infield, you know, maybe cash. But Yankees are back. I'm locked in. It's a new season. Aaron Judge is on our team. We got Cody Bellinger, Paul Goldschmidt, MVP is out the wazoo. I'm locked in. I'm so hyped.
Yes, sir. We're about a week away from games, and it's going to get real, and it's going to happen fast. A lot of people are already down there. The reporters are down there. Fans go down there for these workout days because you get a lot of access to the players that you don't usually get. Like I said, it's just so much better to have the Yankees to talk about, even if it is this Marcus Stroman nonsense, even if it is a facial hair policy nonsense. It is passing the time until we actually can talk about the team and the roster. And, you know, for example, third base, you mentioned Oswaldo. You know, I always say they never loved him. I want him to get more love, but it's got to be earned. He has the opportunity, again, to be on the opening day lineup, right? Whether he's on third base or he's in left field, right? He's been, you know, in that opening day lineup to get his name called as a starter and run out there. He can do it again. Beat DJ out. And, like, from what we saw of DJ last year, he's cooked. And, like, I don't care about it anymore. I want to win. I want to go back to the World Series and win it. And I don't think, you know, saying DJ LeMahieu's healthy and, you know, there's a hitter in there. And, you know, if DJ LeMahieu, No. He hasn't been good in years. But I understand, right? Again, talking about the Yankees and allocation of funds, he's owed $30 million over the next 2 years. So they're going to give it the old high school try. And, I mean, he'll probably get hurt again, or he'll just be ineffective, bro. I'm telling you, you guys know it. Last year was so frustrating watching his at-bats. Yankees Twitter called him DJ LeGround out. I was at the game where the ball gets hit to him. He doesn't step on first. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? And then they shut him down, and they tell us all this whole time he was playing with a hip injury. Well, don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining then. Don't have him out there in the lineup every day if he's hurt. Put somebody else there. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll see if Peraza can hit, right? What happened to Peraza, who was your starting shortstop in the 2022 ALCS? The kid always seems to hit 188. But when you see him with the Rail Riders, he's hitting bombs. When's he going to come around? It's time. Here's another competition for him. 2 years ago, he was competing for the shortstop job with IKF and Volpe. Now he's competing with Oswaldo and DJ for third base. I want to see it. I want to see Yorbit Vivas. Remember the Yankees called him up for a day just to, you know, see what it was like and then go back down? So, you know, there are a few different things to look at. Who's going to lead off this year? I want it to be Jason Dominguez, but I also don't want to overwhelm Jason Dominguez. Jazz Chisholm is here. I thought when they traded for Jazz last year, it was for him to be the leadoff hitter. He has experience doing it. Maybe you start with him. They can make a trade. And shout out to Big Mac. Big Mac's been saying this after my show pretty much every night when we get to talking about third base and the Aaron, the Nolan Arenado potential trade, or, you know, trying to trade for a third baseman. I know I was putting Key Brian Hayes out there for a while. There's a difference when you're trying to make a trade right now at the initial intake and reports and physicals and everybody getting back together versus trying to make a trade at the trade deadline. And he brought up a great point about how with this expanded postseason now, so many teams think they have a shot to be in it, they're not willing to give. Or so many teams think they're, you know, they're going to make a run that you're competing with them as well for players. So before we even get to that, why let it get to that in July? The Yankees got to trade for a third baseman, and they probably have some opportunities to win some games and series. And I don't know, the Boston Red Sox will be a pain in the ass. The Baltimore Orioles will be pesky. The Tampa Bay Rays now are paying $15 million to play in newly renovated George M. Steinbrenner Field. They're going to use the hell out of the new facilities before the Yankees even get to use them. They'll find a way to beat us, probably beat us at our spring training home. Man, go ahead and make a move to actually bring somebody in here to play the hot corner. Please. But no, you know what they're going to tell you? We're good. We got DJ LeMahieu at home. We got DJ LeMahieu at home. Joe out on Long Island. You're on the Fan. Go for it.
How you doing, Kev, man? I love your energy on the radio, man. You know, when it comes
Kev at night. Yeah, go on.
Nice, brother. So when it comes to this whole Marcus Stroman thing, Marcus Stroman did this to himself. Every time he leaves a team, he's always got some kind of baggage following him. And what he did when he left the Mets, I think sealed his fate. You know, because he made some really harsh comments to Mets fans. He was given another chance in New York, and he did what he always does, act like Marcus Stroman. And you know what? When it comes to the internet thing, yeah, he liked blocking people. But when it's okay when he want to, you know, push his products and stuff like that. But as soon as somebody says something that he don't like, he acts like a child. And it's sad because he's from Long Island. And when he was with the Mets, I was behind him because he was a dog. But he killed himself when he made those comments about Mets fans.
Thanks for the call, Joe. What did he do to the Yankees, though? The only misstep that I felt like he had, Judge cleaned that up right when it happened, right? When Glaber didn't turn that double play, and he starts yelling, like, you know, throw the effing ball or something like that, and was screaming into his glove, and then continued it in the dugout. The captain stepped up to be like, hey, bro, like, chill. We don't do that. We don't show guys up on our own team. We need Glaber. Literally, we need Glaber to lead off and to actually field. And Glaber's the worst fielding second baseman. He's having a hard enough time anyway. Like, we need him. So please, like, don't make it harder for him. He's got, enough issues. 888-808-1019. I don't think, like, and that's another thing. I read everything on the internet. Like I said, Andy Martino was probably influenced. Like, oh yeah, Stroman's been a little bit of a distraction. Andy Martino, who covers the Mets, definitely has Mets fans in his mentions doing the Leonardo DiCaprio meme. Like, see, I told you he's a cancer in the locker room. See, he's a bad teammate. He's a bad guy. It's happening again. Yankees thought they could change him. He's still the same. Steve is in Pawlings, New York on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Keith. First time, long time. I just want to talk to you about the Mets. I am so happy that Alonso's back. I think they're gonna love him. I think they're going to be a lot better than everybody thinks. I just... I want to get your feel for it. I want to get your take and see where you think they're going to end up.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Yeah, I want this for Pete, what I'm about to say. And I said this last year when he was struggling. And I'm not a Mets fan, and I listen to Mets fans completely turn on him. And, you know, I remember somebody calling in the BT and Sal show, and they were like, drop him in the lineup. I'll drop him off at the airport. I'm like, and then that night he hits the home run off of Devin Williams. It was a lot for Pete Alonso to sit around in that clubhouse and watch everybody get rich, watch guys be here for a half a season, hit the Mega Millions, a year, hit the Mega Millions, watch guys like Jeff McNeil and Brandon Nimmo get paid with this new rich owner. And he's sitting there like, man, when I came up, I was making nothing. I had to go to the Home Run Derby and win more money than I was making. Like, I'm the face of the franchise. I'm the polar bear. I'm the guy. And then he also has to watch Lindor become the guy. You know, he's also got to watch other young guys come up like Francisco Alvarez or Mark Vientos, or, you know, there were so many other guys like JD Martinez, or, you know what I'm saying, guys that just played a role on the team where they came up clutch last year. They hit the home runs. They had the moments, and Pete just did not have it. But it's a lot of pressure to prove it, right? That prove it year, that bet on yourself year, it's a lot to carry, especially if you get hit by pitch and you get hurt, especially when you just, you're not what you used to be because you're pressing and you turned down $158 million and you went and got Scott Boris and that's all hanging over your head. And, you know, halfway through the season, you become an all-star and there were two guys on your team that were probably more deserving, but everything is business and marketing and they wanted you to come to the all-star game and have your worst showing ever in the home run derby, but you still, you know, said it with your chest that you're an all-star and you were going to hit 40 home runs last year and you didn't. Okay, that's done. Because he redeemed himself. He had his finest hour in, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The moment that he needed to the most, when the Mets were facing their final outs, season on the line, he came through. And so that redemption right there, I think, was enough. And that was what he was banking on that would get him paid. But for a while here, he got dragged again. He got disrespected again. He heard fans say, we'll move Vientos to first base. He's not worth the money. Oh, we're going to get Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I think Pete is a guy that's very competitive. I think now that chip on his shoulder is huge. I think he was hearing all of this. I think he was down there in the gym, hitting the gym harder, working out with Sean Manaea. I think that David Stearns and Steve Cohen went to personally meet him because things probably started to get rocky. It started to get negative, nasty, to the point where Pete was like leaning towards, you know, not coming back because he felt disrespected. And they went out of their way to, one, overpay him. And shout out to Scott Boras. As much as we laugh at Scott Boras, he got Pete Alonso $30 million and he got Alex Bregman $40 million. That doesn't make any sense. Those are both massive overpays. So Scott Boras, you kind of failed some guys with the Boras 5 last year. But, man, did you have an offseason with what you did with Juan Soto, the largest contract in history, and then finding a way to get $40 million for Bregman and $30 million for Alonso. Now the pressure's off. And even though it's another prove-it year for Pete Alonso, he's about to have Juan Soto in the lineup. The Mets are about to have so many eyes and ears and so much hype and attention around them. Go ahead and shine, Pete. Go ahead and be the guy, Pete. Go ahead and hit those 40, 45 home runs. When Juan Soto is working walks, drive him in. Hump the guardrail. Take your shirt off. Do whatever you want to do because the writing is on the wall where this is it for you. Go hit those 27 home runs. Get the Mets' all-time home run record and leave. And go get the money from elsewhere. The Toronto Blue Jays can't pay anybody to come up there. They can't beg anybody to come up there. If the Mets want to go after Vladdy, and Vladdy doesn't extend with Toronto, go get the bag and go up to Canada, man. I'm rooting for Pete Alonso this year. 888-808-1019. Got a full rack of calls. Got to get through them. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan, not Kevin. I'll be right back. I smash TF your beef, no relief. I step on stage, the girls scream like I'm Keith. Keith McPherson on the Fan, about an hour down. Dial 888-808-1019. We're going to continue to have a good time. Got a bunch of Yankee and Mets fans on the line. We're talking Marcus Stroman, but we're going to slowly get away from that. If you didn't hear my open or my thoughts, I just think it's much about nothing. Like, I think now he's going to probably be there on Saturday, and then what? Like, I don't think this guy is a cancer. I don't think he's an egomaniac. I think it's just like I said, like, if he doesn't have to be there throwing bullpens, and I don't know exactly what Boone talked to him about, but it's obvious they've, you know, had conversations about trading him. So, like you don't have to pretend, man. And it's permitted, right? And people are like, oh, how do you feel about Marcus? I'm like, how do the Yankees feel? The Yankees are permitting it. Would they like him to, like, you know, buy into the team for what? I'm not a starter. And like I said, he's got a kid. He's got a young kid. And the way that the business of baseball works, he could get traded to St. Louis tomorrow. Is he going to move his son to St. Louis? I don't know. And if he does, he's not going to do it overnight. And St. Louis, do they have spring training in Arizona? No, I think they're in Florida. Because I remember years ago hearing about the St. Louis Cardinals spring training. There's some history with that, with Kurt Flood and those guys, and the spring training facility. Good Black History Month lesson. I should refresh myself on that information, and then I can kick that to you at some point tonight. 888-808-1019. Yeah, the St. Louis Cardinals, they are in Jupiter, Florida. And if Marcus Stroman gets traded to them, and I only really say them because of the potential of a Nolan Arenado deal, he'll go there first. And I don't know how far Jupiter is from his home in Tampa. I don't know exactly where his home is in Tampa. It might not be exactly in Tampa. But, like, I see his son has got to be, like, 3 or 4 years old. And he's smiling ear to ear whenever he posts his son. I think the guy's just trying to get some extra days and nights with his little man. And I think the Yankees are permitting that. I know the Yankees are permitting that. Like, to say the Yankees are distracted from what? Throwing bullpens? Talking shop right now? Getting to know each other? Some of the new guys getting to know each other? No, I think it's much about nothing. But we make much about nothing here in New York, especially when we're itching for our baseball teams to start, which were two of the final four baseball teams standing last year, and the football teams are picking in the top seven of the draft.
Really?
Matt is in New York on the Fan. Go for it, Matt.
What's up, Keith? I actually couldn't disagree with you more about Stroman. I think it's a really bad look for him not to be there. You know, you're saying he wants to be home with his kid. He's making $18 million to be a baseball player.
His employer is allowing it. They're allowing it. He doesn't have to be there today.
Well, he should be there, because what if he doesn't get traded and he's going to be a long man out of the bullpen? And that's
he does not have to be there until the 22nd, and there are reports that he's going to be there Saturday. He doesn't have to be there today.
But why wouldn't he just come now when all his teammates are?
Because he doesn't have to be there. So he could be with his kid.
He's getting
be
all that family. Money. Well, and let me tell you something.
He's getting all that money. Is he getting all that money by the minute, by the hour, by the day? No.
Listen, you show up. You're on a team that's trying to win a World Series. You show up. And you want to know something?
He showed up for the physical. He met with the manager. He talked to them already. And they're allowing it. They're allowing it.
He outwars welcome on every team he's ever been on. That's why they can't trade him, because nobody wants him.
He's also not effective. He's not good. Thanks for the call, Matt. He's also, like, he's walking guys. He's giving up homers. Like I said, he's an undersized pitcher who is a good athlete and has put in 10 years of service time. He's just getting to the point where he's not good anymore. But, like, you can't tell me that, oh, he's making all that money. He's got to report. He did report for his physical, and they told him he could go to, like, they're not making a big deal out of it. You're making a big deal out of it. And if you're mad because he's a multimillionaire, he's filthy rich, he's getting on private jets, he's got a really nice house, and he's spending time with his kid, then be mad. He's not mad. He's not mad. He's somewhere chilling. He does not have to go and put on an appearance. He does not have to go and sit there yet and talk shop with these guys and watch bullpens until, like, you know, how do we not know? Like, what if they told him, hey, we have something in the works, we'll know by Saturday. And Saturday is not the day. Saturday is February 15th. The mandatory day that he has to be with the team is February 22nd. So this is, again, much about nothing. But I understand a lot of you have your issues with Marcus Stroman for whatever reason it is. I don't have an issue with the guy. I don't mind. It's not changing my day. It's actually a layup. I'm out here like, I'm Euro-stepping like Jazz Chisholm. This is a layup talk show to talk about nothing. Eric is in Lindenhurst on the Fan. What's up, Eric?
Going on, Keith. I don't want to
keep pounding away at this Marcus Stroman. I don't have a problem with him personally. I completely agree with you. I just don't think he's that good anymore. I mean, I don't think he's good. I didn't want him last year. But just he was good early in his career, undersized, like you said, but, you know, he was serviceable. The Yankees just don't have – I don't think he's going to be on the
– Thanks for the call, Eric. Yeah, that, again, now it'd be one thing if this was Max Fried. Then we'd be you know what I'm saying? We'd be panicked. If Devin Williams, you got to shave, and he says, I'm not showing up till I have to show up because I'm keeping my beard till February 22nd, then yeah, call me up at 888-808-1019 and say, you know what, Devin Williams is a bad guy. Marcus Stroman is like, yo, I'm essentially not on the team. This is like a technicality for now. Josh is up in the Bronx where the Yankees will be. Give it a month or so.
I'm telling you, Keith, can't wait 6 weeks. Before I get to Marcus Stroman, I want to enlighten you. The St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets, they had St. Petersburg, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, before they went on to different training sites. Just for your history knowledge.
Yeah, I remember there was some discrimination that went on, and
right.
St. Louis had to build their own facility so that the black players could freely, you know, come to the facility with their families and whatnot. I watched a documentary on it. I think LeBron's company, the Spring Hill Company, produced it. I just watched this a few years ago, and I got to freshen up in my mind. But that's what I was alluding to. Years ago when Kurt Flood was on that team, I remember hearing that story. But, yeah, Google says that they, you know, have a place in Jupiter, Florida, called the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the home of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, and you remember back in 1967 when Kurt Flood, you know, about that free agency thing and everything, that's where it started, I think. You know, if you want to get back into the history of that, 67, 68, around that time.
Yeah, talking about free agency, and that's a great segue. Thanks for the call, Josh. You know, they asked Gerrit Cole about Juan Soto's deal. And if you remember Gerrit Cole talking about Kurt Flood and him fighting for players to be able to go to free agency and sign with the team of their choosing and the business of it that the Players Association wants them to go to the highest bidder so that the money for the players can grow bigger and bigger and bigger. Gerrit Cole mentioned that today or yesterday when he spoke talking about Juan Soto. He says good for the game. It's good for players. He's not mad at Juan Soto for taking the largest deal, taking the largest contract. That's what he did. Right? Like, Gerrit Cole gets it. Gerrit Cole is a student of the game, knows the history of the game, and knows that there will be somebody years and maybe decades down the line that actually does sign a bigger deal than Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. How do the Yankees replace Juan Soto? In my live chat, someone said to me that they think that this Yankees team is going to be better than last year's because the pitching staff is so good. And I'm like, Juan Soto's not on this team. So, like, until I see this team hit and play without the dominant force that Juan Soto is, I can't co-sign that. I can't say that. I don't feel that way. I don't feel like this is a better team until I see them be a better team. I'll believe it when I see it. On paper, yeah. But what good is paper? On paper, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs had a 1.5-point spread favorite to beat the Eagles, and then they got their ass kicked. I don't care about paper. Juan Soto is a dominant force, and him and Judge created a ridiculous tandem like we've never seen in that Yankee lineup. If Judge gets hurt, then what? If Paul Goldschmidt looks like he's too old, then what? If Cody Bellinger can't turn back the clock, if Jason Dominguez isn't ready to be an everyday major leaguer, if Austin Wells and Anthony Volpe don't take another step forward, it could get a little shaky for the Yanks. I hope not. Call me up with your thoughts. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.